So, taking a minute to notice the body as it is now, after these 2 hours. Noticing the weight of the body on the ground, the point of contact. And then also notice the mental activity. Any thoughts that are happening right now? And also, sort of the nature of the mind. Is it tired, foggy, alert, wandering? Noticing any emotions also? And then maybe noticing the movement of the chest as the breath comes and goes. Just for a moment. And not trying to change the breath in any way, just noticing that movement. And then dropping your awareness down to the sensations in your two big toes. Noticing sensations there as best you can. Maybe aware of a toe touching a shoe or a sock. Maybe aware of temperature. Maybe even sensing into the toenail and sort of noticing that has a different sensation than the toe itself. Or maybe not much sensation. That too, you know, maybe no sensation. It doesn't matter. Accepting all of it just as it is. And then throughout this whole practice, when you notice the mind wandering to thoughts or emotions, or sounds, or possibly some other prominent physical sensation, just notice that. Not try to push it away or stop it. Just notice that happening in a friendly way and gently return your awareness to whatever our object of focus is, which now will be the rest of our toes, right? So really diving your awareness into the rest of your toes, maybe exploring first one foot, then the other. Maybe aware of spaces between toes, or maybe not aware of individual toes. Maybe it kind of feels like a lump of flesh that's not differentiated. Not that too. Or maybe not much sensation. That too. So we're just placing our awareness at this location and investigating and staying with that location. Bringing awareness to the tops of the feet. Investigating that whole bony instep. First one foot and then the other. And then bringing awareness to the bottoms of the feet. First the balls of the feet. And that curve of the arch of the foot and then the heel. Being curious if you can sense into that calcaneus, that heel bone, and feel that in comparison to that sort of fatty flesh of the heel, the padding that protects that heel bone. Noticing the Achilles tendon, the ankles. Then bringing awareness to the lower legs. Noticing maybe the difference between the bony shin and the fleshy calf and how they feel. And always looking for adjectives, right? Pulsing, tingling, heavy, warm, cold, energy, soft, relaxed, tense, hard. And then bring awareness to the knees. Scan around the knees, kneecap, behind the knee, either side. First one knee and then the other. And then bring your awareness to the upper legs. Dive in awareness as much as possible underneath the skin, really feeling these sensations as best you can from the inside out. So exploring in an orderly fashion the inner thighs, the outer thighs, the quadriceps and the hamstrings. Sliding your awareness from the knees up to the hips or the groin. One leg and then the other. Always looking for these descriptor words. No matter what the mind wanders to, pleasant or unpleasant, simply notice what the mind has wandered to and just gently and without any judging or making a problem of it, bring your awareness back. It's just a shifting of focus, really. Now, slide your awareness through your, groin area and come to rest in the pelvic girdle, which would be that bowl-shaped region between the navel and the pubic bone and the two hip bones. Really diving your awareness underneath the skin and exploring as best you can your belly. Recognizing all of the organ systems here. Really digestion, elimination, reproduction. Maybe even feeling a bit of digestion happening. Or some a full bladder maybe. And then bringing awareness to the tailbone. Gradually sliding awareness up the spinal column one vertebrae at a time. So becoming aware of the soft tissue on either side of the back spine, muscles of the low back, ligaments, tendons. Coming up to the mid-thoracic region where the rib cage is attaching to the spine. Then travel your awareness around the rib cage, around the sides, really feeling the ribs as best you can. Maybe individual ribs, or maybe just a sense of the sturdy protection that the ribs are offering. Maybe one rib stands out over the others. Maybe you can feel the front of the ribs where they come and kind of fit around the organs. And then dive under the ribs, noticing as best you can the organs, the critical organs that are protected by the ribs. Heart, lung, stomach, liver, spleen. Really feeling those organs as best you can, even if you just send your awareness to that location. And then leaving that be and bring your awareness to the region between your two shoulder blades. Notice if there's any tension there. And also sensing the shoulder blades, the blades themselves, and all around the shoulder blades. Noticing. And then the back of the neck, the cervical spine, and the muscles, and that coat hanger region. And letting that be and bringing awareness to the tips of the fingers. And traveling from the tips of the fingers to the webbing of each finger. Through the knuckles to the webbing. Aware of fingernails, knuckles. One finger at a time. Noticing any ache in a finger, one finger feels more prominent than the other. Notice if they're bent or straight. And then bringing awareness to the palms of the hands. And the backs of the hands. And the forearms. And the upper arms. And then the shoulder girdle. Bringing your awareness to the front of the neck and the larynx. And the collarbone, that whole region between the collarbone and the chin. Noticing the sensations in the whole face, really from point to point, all the sense organs that are there. Mouth, nose, eyes, ears even. Forehead, and then the whole scalp. Even the hair follicles. And then noticing the feelings in the head as a whole. Like just let your awareness take in the head as a whole. And then allowing the mind to drop down into the sternum region. And just noticing the rising and falling of the chest or the belly or both with the breath. Not trying to change the breath in any way, just let it be coming and going on its own. Just feeling the rhythm of the breath in the body, the filling and the emptying. Then also feel the breath as far down into the body as you can, maybe being curious. You can feel the movement, the inhalation down into the legs. Just resting in this body breathing, this animal body breathing. And then noticing how the body is now after this body scan. Also noticing how the mind is. And then hearing the bell, both bells, all the way till the end, till you can't hear it anymore before coming back to a seated position.